This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser alongside Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Drew Hutchison. Drew, let's go back to a couple of years ago when you were drafted. How'd you find out?
I was at the computer just watching it on MLB.com, and I saw my name pop up, and phones started ringing, and really exciting.
Taken in the 15th round, did you know where you would be taken around there?
No, I was just, sitting there just watching it. I had phone calls. You never know what's going to happen, and, I saw it, and phone rang. It was pretty exciting.
And it was the Blue Jays. Who was it actually calling you on the phone?
Joel Grampietro, who's an area scout in Florida, where I'm from. It was him. So
you're told you got drafted. What's the next step after that?
Just hung out, all summer. I played all summer, and then, we were able to come to terms at the end of the summer, and it was pretty cool. It was cool.
What'd you do in the winter after that then?
I went to instructional league, with the fall instructional league, and then just worked out all off season and got ready for this year.
Was there anything the Blue Jays wanted to work with you on?
I went to instructional league really the first time they got to see me, play and everything. So we went from there, little things here and there, nothing too big.
One thing you've received a lot of credit on, and I don't know if you've heard this before, is you get out there to the mound and you have a clear-cut plan. You get out, you have a purpose, and you execute it very well. Is there something that a coach has said that has stuck with you with regard to pitching?
I think it's the way I was, I was raised in the game, and I've always had, I'd like to think I have a very good baseball IQ, ever since I was little, coming up playing. And so I think just being aware of the game and knowing what I'm doing has always helped me kind of have a plan when I go out to the mound.
When you first started learning to pitch, first pitch you learn is the fastball. What did you learn after that?
I learned a changeup after that. I didn't throw a curveball until I think I was about 11 or 12. But fastball, changeup mostly,
What's the difference between, let's say, where you are right now compared to where you were in high school?
I think I've just polished up a lot more, really my secondary pitches I've polished up a lot. I actually didn't throw a two-seam fastball in high school at all, and that's my main pitch now, is the two-seam fastball.
So have you seen the difference in throwing it?
Yes, I'm a ground ball pitcher. I'm a command guy, so I'm not, overpowering, and that's a very good pitch, easy ground balls and, try to get ahead of the hitters with.
Speaking of Lugnuts pitcher Drew Hutchison, Drew, let's say I made you commissioner of baseball. What's the first rule you put into play?
First rule? I'd probably look at the instant replay that they have going on now. Sometimes it looks like you can do a little more than what they're doing. Maybe that'd be, one of the only things I'd change. I don't know.
If you could meet anyone in baseball, who would you want to meet?
Anyone in baseball? I don't know. Kind of putting me on the spot here. Greg Maddux.
Why?
Just the way he went about his business. He reinvented himself every year he played. It seemed like he could reinvent himself to stay around longer. He wasn't overpowering, but he knew how to get the job done.
Well, with you so far, that fastball has been overpowering in a sneaky sort of way. It just sort of explodes on a hitter. What's the best reaction you've seen after you faced a hitter?
My favorite reaction is, when you snap a bat inside or something, you just try to be myself and, give the team a chance to win every day.
So you've been rising up the system, and because of that, you've been working with a lot of new catchers. When you first come to a team, is that something you want to do, meet the catcher and develop that relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I thrown to Sean Ochinco a lot in spring training, so we'd already kind of developed a little bit, so he knew what type of pitcher I was, and so it's been a smooth transition.
Let's say he comes out to the mound for whatever reason. What does he say?
Just usually it's just give me a break or, give me, collect my thoughts for a minute and we get back at it.
Have you ever had anyone crack you up on the mound, whether a catcher, a pitching coach, or a teammate?
Yeah, Vince Horsman did it a little bit when I was in Auburn. But, yeah, most of the time we're not even talking about pitching out there.
What's the difference between pitching in Auburn and now pitching in the Midwest League for Lansing?
You go out there with your same approach, try to get ahead of hitters. Just, do what makes you successful. Don't try to change anything. Each level, there's going to be better hitters and better players. You just try to execute your game plan.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
I have no idea. I'd be in school.
What are you interested in?
I have no idea what I would study.
It's baseball.
It's baseball.
Drew, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
it. No problem. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.